Hare Krishna. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. These are all the Bhakti Vriksha preachers. We have some very young preachers here, it looks like. There's a little Kumari there, about 8 years old. It's good, she's getting trained from the very beginning in preaching. In one letter, Srila Prabhupada wrote that the sannyasi should preach to the devotees and then the other devotees should preach to the public. So that's not a rigid rule. Sannyasis can and should also preach to the public. One of the things I'm doing in Srila Prabhupada's service, by His mercy, is writing books to give some guidance to the devotees who are practicing and preaching Krishna consciousness. One book that I've recently published is called, you can hold it up, On Speaking Strongly in Srila Prabhupada's Service. Now, this might seem to be like a commercial, that I'm making an advertisement for a book. And yes, I would like every one of you to buy it and read it. Not because I want to make a profit, but because I wrote this book especially for devotees who are preaching Krishna consciousness. As I see throughout our movement, there's a general tendency to speak in roundabout ways, indirect ways, which is likely a major contributor to the various changes, adjustments, or deviations, if you want to call it, that have entered and are continuing to enter our movement. There's much confusion and many rather strange things are going on, maybe not here. But if we speak the message of Krishna consciousness as Srila Prabhupada spoke it clearly, then there's much less room for various unnecessary adjustments. And we ourselves will be very clear what the message of Krishna consciousness is. So I've been discussing this for the last hour or so, topics like this with Narahari Chaitanya Prabhu. And one of the points he brought up was that, well, you have to be pure to speak strongly. And that's one of the topics which I discuss in detail within this book, citing Srila Prabhupada, of course, that if we all say that, well, we have to become pure before we can speak straightforwardly, then no one's ever going to speak straightforwardly, because no one's ever going to think that they're pure. And no, the straightforward message of Krishna consciousness will never be propagated, and people won't know what our message is. And that there is, the tenor of our movement has changed, is clear from, for instance, last year when I was in Mysore, I was introduced at two public programs by different people as a member of ISKCON, the social welfare movement that feeds school children, which is not why Srila Prabhupada came from the spiritual world, to set up a Vaishnava version of the Ramakrishna mission. It's not only in Bangalore. Or elsewhere in the newspaper, an ISKCON leader was quoted as saying, "We believe that to feed a hungry child is the best way to serve Lord Krishna." So this is not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, this is Vivekananda's philosophy, but it's going on in the name of ISKCON. So my contention is that unless we are strong and clear, then various deviations will enter our movement and contaminate it. That doesn't mean we have to be nasty, that doesn't mean that there isn't any room for tact. It's all discussed. One of the chapters in this book is about tact and diplomacy in preaching. There are many examples of how Srila Prabhupada preached in various circumstances, sometimes tactfully. I can give one example that's cited in the book, that a man in New York came to Srila Prabhupada and said that one of your disciples said that you call so-and-so guru a rascal. And Prabhupada said, he said that, I said that? And Prabhupada, he didn't exactly deny it, but indirectly he denied it. And then Srila Prabhupada said, so he pacified the man, and he said, Prabhupada said, you see, we have a copy of his Bhagavad Gita here, so please pull it out. He took it from the shelf, and Prabhupada asked him to start reading. And so he started reading, he gave the translation of the verse, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto, Madhyaji Mang Namaskar. And Prabhupada said, yes, he's given a very good translation, he's a very good scholar. And then he went on in the reading the explanation, the man was reading, and then he said that reading the purport, or the wrong purport, which Prabhupada spoke against so many times, that it's Dr. Radha Krishna's edition of Bhagavad Gita, in which he said, it is not the person Krishna that we have to surrender to, but the unborn within Krishna. And at that point, Srila Prabhupada interjected and said, therefore I say he's a rascal. So there is tact also. But if we edit from our vocabulary words that Srila Prabhupada used all the time, like rascal, fool, nonsense, animal, and so on, then we're not preaching in the same way that Srila Prabhupada did, and the tenor of the movement will change. So it's something I'm very worried about, and that's why I composed this book. It's available here. There's another book recently published which is very good for preachers. This is written by one of my disciples, Gokul Chandra Das, called Who is Supreme? And this is especially meant for preachers to give you all the Shastric knowledge by which you can establish who is supreme. Who is supreme? Krishna is supreme. You all know. Most people don't know. Our job is to convince them. And actually we find that Srila Prabhupada was always trying to convince people philosophically. If you read Srila Prabhupada's conversations books, you can go through all the conversations. He never asked anyone, first of all, you chant. He always spoke to them philosophy first and tried to get them to understand the philosophy. Now, I know you have a system of getting people to chant and then gradually introducing philosophy, and I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm just saying that Srila Prabhupada emphasized so much on properly understanding the teachings of Krishna consciousness as given in Shastra, as given by the Acharyas. So this book is also very helpful, especially for preachers in India, to establish that Shiva is not supreme, Brahma is not supreme, Indra is not supreme, Sai Baba is not supreme, I am not supreme, you are not supreme, Krishna is supreme. So these two books are available downstairs, and I request you all, as you are preachers in Srila Prabhupada's movement, to take these books and study them, and try to understand the message and implement it in your life in an intelligent way. We're not advocating fanaticism or dogmatism, but really emphasizing going very deeply into Srila Prabhupada's teachings and presenting them in a manner that we can convince people. Hare Krishna.